Forever Dog.
Ooh, oh, let me take a sip out of my Chromatica mug.
Ooh. Oh, night time's the right time. Is that a sign?
It's a sign from above.
Ooh. Ooh, sip that Chromatica tea.
And it healed my heart. Sip on this Chromatica tea. And
bing. Oh my God, watch out. There's 1,000 doves. There's 1,000 doves! Oh, God.
I told you I would not do the number unless there were 1,000 doves. You gave me 12 doves and charged me the same price. And this is not acceptable.
One had a broken wing and kept flying in a circle.
Yes. Defective doves. Not enough doves. 12 doves, even if it's a baker's dozen, 13 is
quality nor quantity.
It is not. No, it was neither quantity nor quality. And I need to be made whole.
Speaking of holes, hello.
Welcome back for yet another
steaming, piping,
scalding, serving of hot goss. Good. Well, this is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues in politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. Ooh. So let's get into some
hot goss.
That, of course, is the newest addition to the soundboard du jour. That is
Jade Jolie.
Yes, Jade Jolie.
Season 5 sister.
Jade Essence Jolie. Wait, this is episode 69, really?
Of Hottie Goss.
Of Hottie Goss. Can you believe that?
Wow, that's a 69? Lot. So we've been doing it like a year probably, I guess, huh?
Well, it's every...
A little over.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that's math.
Welcome to episode 69. We have to do that for episode 96. Episode 96.
Which I would go to if it were a bar.
Yes, I've had many episodes in bars, so it would be really appropriate.
Well, let's talk about conjecture and gossip, which is the heart of our show. Misinformation with fabulous hair and accessories and some chuckles, some light jokes, some cocktails, networking. So we're hearing from Steven. Here we go. Steven wants to tell us something. He said he would love to hear Alaska and Willem ponder and pontificate this blind item. Okay, so cue the hot Gossington's do intel or the news thing. That part. Okay. This just came across my desk. Audience nudie leaks get potential RuPaul drag star sent right back home. Michael Musto chimes in about all things gossip in New York City for Queerty. Okay, so Michael wrote, and Michael's like legendary gossip, Village Voice, like he's everything. Pity the New York City drag star, I won't name her, who went all the way to LA to shoot RuPaul's Drag Race season 13 and was sent right back home, wigs in tow, before filming even began. Challenge lost. I hear the producers found out that in her club act, the queen asks audience members for their phones and then does some comical tinkering. And as a result, everyone there on airdrop gets to see the person's nudes. Eek. The show no doubt didn't want another Sherry Pie, though this particular stunt seems more mischievous than evil. I like the gal, and I'm sure she will rise again, but strictly with her own phone. Oh, wow. That sucks to go all the way to the gig and then not get it. Damn.
Well,
I mean, I heard about this. So,
I heard something in the wind about this or that. I didn't.
Yeah, but your whispers
specifics
in the wind aren't always right. You told me something that was wrong.
Willem's like
just 2 weeks
wind.
Ago.
Yeah, what did I tell you?
You told me about an assassin and something about.
And that isn't true.
No, it's not. I asked. She said that she asked and they wouldn't let her.
God damn it. Why, everybody? I have had it with the rumor mill. I've had it with the YouTube videos with the... fucking sample stock music while they speculate and try to make up shit so they can get fucking some views on YouTube. This is so dumb. Also, it's like, okay, is this the world we live in now? Listen, I wouldn't be pleased if a drag queen took my phone at a thing and then sent my private pictures to everyone in the club. I wouldn't be happy about it.
You don't give your phone to a drag queen. Are you an idiot? That's a bad idea. It's like giving anything in a club once a drag queen is nearby used to be property of a drag queen. Now, in the past couple of years, with people more comfortable stating their boundaries and saying, don't fucking touch me, if they don't want to be touched, that's become more respected. Like Hamburger Mary's, you were not allowed to touch customers at a certain point anymore because
they were covered in drizzled honey from ordering the Raven Burger.
Girl.
Hickory smoked apple and slice.
It was on a Hawaiian bun too, bitch. It was so good. I lived.
It ain't gluten-free, but it's delicious.
Oh my God.
I believe in respect and I believe in boundaries.
Yes.
I also don't believe that this should be equated with the things that Sherry Pie did, which was long form manipulation, baiting, seduction, misleading, gaslighting, over long periods of time. Really
arduous.
That is not the same as a drag queen doing an inappropriate stunt at a drag show. Because at a drag show, I don't know, girl, shit gets wild.
I agree. I just think that this girl should just keep her bags packed and just call Dragula. Tell the Boulets to put her on, you know? Because
the
Boulets would love that story, too. That would be great. Because she's obviously good.
Yeah.
Get her pierced and stuff. Take her in the basement.
So wait, is there new Suck Less Face and Body? Speaking of outstanding things in the world.
There is new stuff coming out soon, hopefully.
Are you dropping on the same day as Lady Gaga or?
No. We coordinated.
She's dropping tomorrow. Yesterday. Yeah, yesterday.
I'm obsessed. I wore her. I did a Dazzler makeup tutorial that'll be out probably by the time you're listening to this. That's I used the Stupid Love palette, that powdery blue. It's a soft sky blue. It's like one of my favorite blues. And
yeah,
you know, that's... I have a lot of blue eyeshadow. I counted over 20 different kinds of blue eyeshadow.
It's that Stupid Love palette really does have the Willem blue for sure.
Yeah.
So wait, can you tell us what the new Suck Less Face and Body product is? Or is it you're playing it?
Oh, no. It's more glitter and more lashes.
More glitter?
Yeah. Duh. Different colors.
More
different
lashes?
Uh-huh. Different formulations. Different
oh, my God.
Halo effects on it, girl. And we're going to go in.
Halo!
Uh-huh.
Halo!
I can't remember what Juju said, but I wish I could quote it.
Keep burning yourself, bitch.
This photo of you is so fantastic.
It is. You find the right angle and you stick to it. I'm gonna show every photographer I do a photo shoot with. I'm gonna show them that picture and be like, hey, look at this. I want that again, but in this hair. So do that, Sean Videla. Thank you. Sean's great.
We love Videla.
Sean Videla did a socially distanced photo shoot for the Mom Network. Our first corporate shoot. We needed corporate headshots.
Yes, we did. Yeah. For credentials and our name badges. And
mm-hmm. The front desk needs them.
Parking passes and everything like that.
Did you do your corneal scan yet?
No, it's actually the it's breath identification, like in Alien Resurrection.
Breast? Oh,
no,
okay.
Breath, but you can do breast.
Oh. Okay, yeah, I'll take the breast one.
Yeah.
That'll be nice. The Mom Network has so many shows, Very That, The Chop, Sloppy Seconds, The Hot Gossingtons, and Race Chasers. There's so many. And I've started watching Drag Race Holland online a little bit. I'm going to start watching it on TV, too, now that I figured out these subtitles and everything. There's so much drag happening in the world. And thank you, everybody, for listening to Mom talk about it.
We're very grateful to everyone who, you know, subscribes and follows because, yes, there is a lot of drag going on and there's a lot of drag queens who want to talk about it. So we have a really amazing cast of queens on this network, very that is Raja and Delta, and they are just so fucking hilarious.
Hilarious, bitch.
It's basically like listening to like one of those when you just phone call your good Judy and you're on FaceTime, but you just set the phone down. And it's just looking at the ceiling, but you're like going about your day and like just kind of talking shit and like catching up. It's very that. And it's a privilege to listen to. It is what privilege.
And what privilege. What privilege. And you can watch it if you want to. Like, I've only listened to it in the car, but like Raja was talking about Delta's hair and I was like, oh yeah, they're in drag just like us for their podcast, but they film it.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. And they're so fucking funny. I laughed out loud multiple times. And then Sloppy Seconds, I took a listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's filled with salt and vinegar because they're playing with pickles over there. I don't know what the fuck that's got to do with the podcast, but God bless. Meatball had a snack. Uh-huh. Dipper got some vinegar. They were pickling.
I listened to wait, what was the pickle thing?
They had a pickle
we made
pod.
Pickles. We made pickles for each other.
Not butt pickles. Does it take regular a long, pickles.
Sewer pickles. Does it take a long
Mimi.
Time?
Oh, Mimi. I even miss Mimi right now.
Aww.
Hi, Mimi.
Does it take a long time to make a pickle?
We did quick pickles. We did refrigerator pickles. Quickles. Which is like, yeah, quickles.
Instead of putting them in the ground or...
Well, I'm actually gonna make some long form pickles where you boil the jars and they suction, they seal like canning.
Yeah.
Are you a master pickler?
Canning is fantastic.
I'm hoping to be both a master pickler and a master canner.
Yeah. Oh. Well, so how long did the refrigerator pickles take?
Girl, I gave mine to Meatball after about 14 hours, but she had hers in the fridge for like 2 days.
Okay. Well, I love pickles.
Oh, I'll bring you some.
I would love to do a pickle exchange. I typically eat bread and butter ones if I'm eating them by themselves, but dill, I'll like put on a sandwich or, you know, a burger or something.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I like a garlic dill, a big fat one to like gnaw on. I'm that girl. I'll eat it in an airport too. I don't give a fuck.
Round ones, they take forever. That's a dedicated pickle.
And then by the end, you feel like you're going to get a cold sore or you need like a Gatorade because you're so dehydrated because like it's salty and garlic. It's so fucking good. Yeah. You know what else is good? The Chop. I listened to that with
Chop. I have to tell you, and I'm not making this up, I have this weird song stuck in my head randomly like throughout the week. And I figured out that it's the Chop theme song. That it's very catchy. Manila Luzon, she knows how to put together a beat. And the Chop is really great. And they're talking about Drag Race Holland. So much drag.
Who's your favorite on it? I like the Chelsea Boy guy. He's sickening.
Well, Jeremy is dating Chelsea Boy. Chelsea Boy doesn't know it yet, but they're dating.
Oh, how wonderful.
He loves her. Who do I like? I like the one who looks 45 but is 26. Do you know she's 26 years old? I thought she was the grande dame, like the Tempest du Jour. Uh-huh. That's just her look. In drag, she looks way older.
Girl, some girls paint old, you know?
It's uncanny, the queen who's 26.
Hmm.
What's her name? Setter Jean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's sickening too. She's sickening too.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say her name, but that's, I just.
I don't know. It's hard to choose. I'm really into Envy Peru.
Oh, her hair is sickening.
She's really stunning. It's a great grouping of divas and very fun to watch. Abby
yeah, totally.
OMG.
Did you know that there's a Canada Drag Race sister with a new song out?
Wait.
Featuring
Kiki Wana Kai Kai, but none of these girls is my type. This is a song by Matante Alex and it's called Straight to Your Heart featuring Kiara.
Work. French pop.
Honey, I want to get into this French pop.
Yeah, well, slip on down the rainbow spotlight.
Would anyone like any French pops tonight? Zazie, Zazu, Zavam. Lazie, Zazu, Bazam.
She used to work here, was one of the girls.
Some fabulous live French vocals.
Have you thrown it to the song yet?
Yeah. Oh, play the song, yeah.
I'll go straight to your heart. I'll go wherever just to be where you are. I'll go straight to your heart. And I'll pass right through just to get to you. I'll go straight through your skin. I'll be patient, I know where you've been. I'll get under your skin. Everything's alright, so let's all night. Let's talk about last night. Open your heart to mine. Cause I know just who you are when there's no one in sight. Baby, take your time. I won't cover my pride. But if you're down for a ride, I'll fix you, keep you safe at night. I'll walk through fire to keep you at ease. I'll go straight to your heart. I'll go wherever just to be where you are. I'll go straight to your heart. And I'll pass right through just to get to you. I'll go straight through your skin. I'll be patient, I know where you've been. I'll get under your skin. Everything's alright, so let's all night. Let's talk about tonight. I could just drown in your eyes. I know you're stuck in between what is wrong or right. I'm so done with these.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week, you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah, and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Ooh, we're back. Fix your mug.
Fix your mug.
Playing
fix
in your
wig.
Eye.
This is a segment
that we like to call.
We begrudgingly call.
Let's get political.
We left the reverb on. You can hear so how upsetting. Long it echoes after you cut the track.
Did you watch the debate?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't.
Good, because it rotted a hole in my brain.
I saw 1 second of like Trump and Biden yelling, and then I was like, and Biden couldn't get a word in, and then Trump would just yell over him, and I was like, this like, why don't they just shut off his mic? Like, cut his fucking mic. Like, be right. sportsmanship at least. Like, but what did we expect from him? You know, like me giving him the Trump the benefit of the doubt to at least be a sportsmanlike in a debate. Good luck, me. Like, Trump would be a great drag queen. He has no scruples.
Well, he is. And it's sort of like looking at that debate from, like, just turn off the volume, you know? And, I mean, it... Donald Trump is a TV star. So, like, this is his territory. He's wearing a wig. He's wearing makeup. He's ready to... He's been on TV for, like, decades of years. So yeah. He's a character we kind of all know. And so he's just screaming. And it's very... It was really sad because I think in 2016 we were kind of, I don't know, there was like a sick curiosity about it. Like, wow, this is so different. It's so strange. Like, yeah, he's a scumbag, but he's never going to win. But at least this is like kind of crazy to watch, like watching a debate that is usually like kind of stale and like talking about policy, but it's kind of like fucked up and crazy. But now, like, watching it, I felt sick. I felt sad because it's become this, like, who can yell the loudest? And that's, it's like, we have, like, so many serious problems in this country that we actually need politicians to work on. And they're not allowed to work on it because we're just talking about these two guys trying to yell over each other. It was sad and dumb. And maybe someday soon, people just won't tune in. And so they'll have to like rethink how they do these things.
Yeah. I mean, I think that Trump in this capacity, like he was test marketed for Apprentice. Like he knows like that, like he was given the positive edit of every single episode of that show, basically. So like America was like, they had him in their house. Basically, they were comfortable that he felt like he was the one in charge. Like, I understand how, like, people didn't look at the bigger issues and voted for him because I have people that did last time and now they aren't in my family. But there's also people that still are. And I said, November, talk to you then, goodbye. And, like, I put it on block.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm not having this conversation.
Stephanie blocked.
Girl, Stephanie J. Block. Ah!
Because I'm strong enough.
Whoa. Bitch, I was at a wedding and there were three alphabets. Stephanie J. Block, Julia Murney, and Shoshana Bean.
Honey, you were blessed. You were bathed in the green light of Elphaba.
It was so fun. It was the best. I sat in the back with Shoshana for the ceremony and then the reception, like I did like an Evita moment, like on the Casa Rosada, like balcony, like hosting, like drink tickets. It was so fun.
Very all of that type of thing.
It was for my friend Michael Scott. Hi, Michael and Jeremy.
I mean, yes. Well, the debate was nothing really got done, but there is going to be a debate with Kamala.
And Mike Pence?
Yeah. Which I feel like it'll probably be more civil and they'll probably get more discussion done about like actual policies and ways to like fix a broken country, which will be great. Is this how... Sorry, I'm going to just be really depressing right now, but is this how democracy like crumbles? Is this how...
I don't know. I'm trying to keep positive because I just keep thinking about like how much I hate the Electoral College and I want before I'm dead for it to be gone. So maybe like I'll try to support politicians that like also want to like support reform and that stuff at base level so we can make sure each and every vote in America counts. Or maybe like, do you know that California was once supposed to be like its own country? They were going to secede from America the day that Pearl Harbor happened. But when Pearl Harbor happened, you can't bury that lead. It just stopped. It went off the docket and like they were going to try to be their own state. I think California should like separate from all these states that like are not like our vibe, you know, because Cali is a vibe for sure. And like maybe like New York and Cali and Florida and like fun stuff like Nevada, Like, they should be their own country. And then all the conservative people, they can be their own country, too. Because, like, the conservatives are, like, really ruining it for us right now.
Yeah.
So I want to get rid of the Electoral College.
It's warped. It's fucked. And I think you're absolutely right. We should get rid of it. However, it is still intact. So have a voting plan. Figure out how you're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't... I feel like I want to vote in person because...
Oh, I'm voting in person.
Because I want the numbers on the day to be so overwhelmingly, embarrassingly in favor of not the guy mm-hmm. who's in there right now, that there's no question. So there's no hemming and hawing. There's no, we have to take it to the courts. We have to take it to electors. Like, I want the numbers to be so staggering on that day mm-hmm. that we can move forward and get him out of there. That's
what's gotta happen. I feel like that it's the change is very near. What is in that wig? Oh, my God. Why is it so crusty? God.
Why are there you looking at me when you say that?
Girl, I told
what
you
are
not
you talking
to
talking about?
It looks like there's fucking scrambled eggs in one of my wigs, and I want to know what
it
is.
Hate it, bitch.
Oof.
Honey, you know what it is. You just don't know whose dick it came out of.
Wow. Yeah. Do you guys want to go spelunking?
Yeah, let's take a break. I've had it.
Officially.
Officially. Go home.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you, and then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag. Poor Serena Cha-Cha. Thought she was fierce. She came in thinking, I'm fierce. I went to college. I'm a drag queen.
Soft got sculpture.
Ugh. I mean, you could get away with a lot of shit talk as long as your outfit is right. You know? She didn't
well,
look
yeah,
right.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, it's sort of like...
Don't try to shit talk. Like, literally, don't talk to me like that in that bus driver wig. Literally. That was
right.
my whole retaliation just because I didn't like her hair. You know, that's a valid excuse in the drag world. Like, don't talk to me while you're wearing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I will say that the majority of, like, great drag queens are not really that mean or bitchy or gonna read you...
Yeah, you don't have to
in
go
a hurtful,
mean.
In a hurtful or try to belittle you kind of way. Like, the best drag queens don't do that. But if you are going to do that, at least, like, really look amazing
be funny.
While you're doing it.
And be sickening,
and be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, make sure your wedge boot has a good 2.5-inch active heel.
Ooh.
And y'all know who I'm talking about. I won't name her name.
Who, me? Because I have those boots.
No. Jackie B.
Oh, okay. Well, now's the
Jacqueline.
Time where we love Jackie B. And I love her flat boots. Honey, you know why she's wearing flats?
They started as platforms.
No, she's wearing flats because her feet hurt from paving the
way
for us.
Paving the way.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. This is from Rachel. It says, Oh, wait, we didn't even tell them what we were doing. They don't even know. They're going to be so confused.
We're going to go.
No.
Spelunking. Deep inside the DMs. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Cave-dwelling birds. Would you like to read the message from Rachel?
I would. This is from Rachel. Hi, my name's Rachel Gresser. First of all, love the podcast. I found it a year ago and have been listening since every week. Thank you very much for creating it. I was listening to the episode that came out this week, RuPaulywood or Bust, and at 3:52, Alaska said she came with her bag of dirty laundry. Quote unquote. I laughed out loud at this, and I simply have to know, were you referencing the Washington Post article on the Israeli prime minister bringing his dirty laundry to the White House? I might be imagining the connection, but I had to ask, because if yes, this is amazing to me. Thank you. I hope you see this email, Rachel.
Well, I have to, you know, I have to admit, no, I was not referencing that. I did hear that news story briefly, and it's sort of like, you have that one friend who has great, like, laundry washer dryer set in their house. So if you pop over there, you could just bring some laundry and, like, enjoy the machinery. So, like, I'm not mad at anyone for doing that. I was actually, it is a reference, though, me saying my bag of dirty laundry.
Because Sharon won.
Well, no. Well, didn't Chad Michaels say in an interview or on Drag Race at some point, he was like, yeah, Sharon won Drag Race with a bag of dirty laundry. So yeah. I can win.
We used to bring our clothes to set to get washed to do our laundry because there wasn't time for us to do it.
Right.
And like Sharon just started wearing it for mini challenges and like day looks and stuff. And
so
like
that was based in reality.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She stunk. We told her to take a bath a couple times. Jesus. After she, like, eventually that black contour from the Elvis wig, like, she just, it was still there, like, two or three episodes later. We're like, you need to bathe, bitch. Or maybe yeah. It was an off day, and then it was the next episode, and it was still there. And we're like, you didn't really get in the tub on your off day, bitch. She didn't. The tub was filled with cans. Cans and cartons.
Wow, yes.
Cans and cartons, queen.
I know it well.
I've been to Georgia and California.
I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me. This next message is from Megan. It says, hi, ladies. I'm Megan. First time, long time. Oh, is that shorthand now? Is that what
first time, long time?
Yeah. First time writer, long time listener. Okay, eye roll.
I love expediency. However, some things I just cling on to as vestiges of yesteryear. So I don't know if I can let go first time caller, long time listener. Okay.
They obviously never had a love line on the coast.
Right.
Or Delilah in their ears.
I had to write in because I thought y'all were going to talk a bit more about what happened with Chris Evans' dick pic a few weeks back. There was a huge amount of support on Twitter about him having bad anxiety, and the community was posting tons of pictures of Evans with his dogs, screenshots from his movies, etc., to deter attention from the dick pic. I've also noticed that there were a few posts I've read, especially one from Kat Dennings, about how it would be nice to see this kind of support when it happens to women. When Jennifer Lawrence's pics got hacked into, everyone slut-shamed her for it. Anyways, I'm just hoping the word gets out and people will think about that. Us women still need more support and less judgment. Thanks, love you dolls, and keep up the great work.
Wait, so where's the question? She wants to know why we didn't talk about it more, because 49% of the world has dicks, and everybody takes pictures of their shit if they have a camera. So, you know, it's just old news. It's just another dick. And we don't even know if it's his. It was on his camera roll. It's a black and white. It wasn't that good. I couldn't tell if there was pubes. We couldn't get into it. So, like, and it's just weird to talk about some stranger's junk like that.
Yes. Yeah, I totally agree. And in response, I say, first, long. No, and, I'm totally kidding.
Yeah, like
it's so true though. It's so true that if a woman's breasts get out there, then it's like, I mean, it's fodder for everyone. No one is thinking about how this is affecting her and her anxiety and her feeling violated, which all those things happened. It's just like, look at the tits, look at the tits. The Chris
Evans
dick pic.
You want to be a star, Coco?
The Chris Evans dick pic. I couldn't find it. And this was hours after the story broke that this happened.
Oh, you were mad.
I was pissed. It was scrubbed from the internet.
You could look at his brother's dick. His brother's dick's big, too. Okay. Hi, Scott.
But we totally agree with you, Megan. And we thank you for the note. And yes, we do have to be more compassionate to everyone. But especially when it comes to, like, women in fucking, I don't know, the fucked up social media maelstrom that we live in.
Maelstrom? What's that?
It's like a shit storm.
Oh, I thought it was a guy, like a guy storm. Hmm. Huh. This next message comes from Matt. Oh. Dear Alaska and Willem, longtime listener, first time writer. Love, 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 love the pod. Minus the infamous eating during the pod episode. I suffer from misophonia. It's a real thing. They have a whole MTV True Life about it. Mine is so bad, it had ruined sloppy blowjobs for me forever because I now relate those to sounds of how a relative eats. Anyway, all caps. My question is about the upcoming season 5 Judge Juliette Lewis. She claims to be an ally while being a Scientologist. Mm. I know we are supposed to be tolerant of all belief systems, but her isn't the nicest to homosexuals. That's what it says. They have sort of class system, and homosexuals are classified below child molesters. Now, I know since a Juliette is famous and gives all her money to Scientology, she can get away with breaking rules. It is... really frustrates me that she claims to be an ally. Laura Prepon is a Scientologist, and I feel the same about her. What do you think about this? No nudes. Sorry, I'm saving myself for Luke Perry. Wow. Poor Funny. Taste. Fuck this guy. Ugh.
Stay safe, Matt T.
Oh, wow. That's a bad joke.
What?
Wait, explain the joke. I don't get the joke.
I'm saving myself for Luke Perry?
That's a quote from Clueless.
Oh,
because Cher explains that, or no, Dion is explaining that Cher's a virgin. She's saving herself for Luke Perry.
Yeah, and I did Clueless with Peaches.
Oh, okay.
Duh. I get it.
I'm saving myself for Jan Terry. So
who's that?
It'll look her up. You'll know who she is.
Not look her up.
Jan Terry, is that the girl with the pit, Ms. Crouch, the wig?
She's like a woman who was like a pop star, and she has this song called I Don't Wanna Lose You Tonight. You're the only thing that matters. She's a woman, and she kind of kind of is like Victoria Porkchop Parker-ish in her like look. And it's camp because she's delivering these songs really seriously, but she doesn't look like a pop star. She just looks like kind of like a woman you pass by on the street, but that's why she's fabulous. I don't know what to say about this.
I don't talk about my religion or other people's religion. I don't think it's
my religion, like, is you.
Yeah, like I'm like dinner table for that. Like everybody's got their own like dogma. I don't know what they grew up with. I don't know why they're in the church, but I'm gonna hopscotch around that one. Sorry.
Well, also keep in mind that Scientology, I mean, they use practices that kind of, you know, force people to stay in religion, and they are really mean if you want to get out. So maybe it's a little of both. Maybe Juliette Lewis is an ally. I believe that she is. I've met her, and she's amazing.
Same.
So maybe she's like stuck in this thing where she can't get out, because then they'll fucking, I don't know, blackmail her and make her life a really living hell. I don't know. I can't speak to that. Scientology bad. Juliette Lewis good.
Yeah, agreed. would you like to read the next letter from Handjob?
Since we're abbreviating everything now. Scientol bad. Jewel Lou. Good.
Goo.
Guh.
Guh. Do you have any advice?
Guh. Guh.
Do you want to do this one or me? I'll do it. From HJ. Dear, insert pithy glib interpretations of each name, which Alaska always sincerely enjoys reading.
Glib.
I'm raising two boys in a great marriage with liberal ideas. I was introduced to gay culture at a very young age because my mom was a hairdresser and always had lots of gay friends over or even living with us. She educated us in a very matter-of-fact way about sexuality, and we never had an issue understanding or accepting anyone, even in rural Indiana where we lived. I strive to be an excellent mother, but I'm a little confused about how to educate young boys about the spectrum of both gender and sexuality that there is. I want them to understand that gender is a construct and sexuality is fluid, but I don't want to overwhelm them or confuse them. Thoughts. Attached to the sexy pic that I sent to a friend and said, bet I got pregnant wearing this. And then I did. Thanks for everything. Oh, work. Yeah, I love this outfit. Your hair looks yes. cute. Your nipples are both looking the same direction. Mm-hmm. I'm into it. Hot mama.
Yeah, she looks amazing. And girl, yes, the Leg Avenue fishnet bodysuit is what time. You're going to get pregnant in. So yeah. good for you on that.
I've had several pregnancies in those.
Is your advice on this?
Okay, I think when they're old enough to have questions, you make a chart and you draw it out and you get their help, like flow charts and like things, and make it visual so you can explain the facts that you know and the facts that are there now about gender and sexuality, and like the Kinsey scale, like 1 to 6. And then like you could say like mommy is a 2 because she used to, you know, make out with her best friend in high school, you know, and you can be any of these. If you like boys, you can be that one. And if that's your sexuality, now your gender is, you know, have the different gender categories, or, you know, what categories, is that the right word? Have them like laid out, and then like examples right. of those people, like showing, hey, this is Caitlyn Jenner. She is this person in this category. And here is, you know, Victor Belmont. And he's in that category. You know, yeah, exactly. Like find ways to like show kids, and like so when they're in public later, maybe it's not a mommy, who's that? Because I've gotten those all the time. And like sometimes the kids are, you know, genuinely curious, but other times it's like they know and they're being assholes because their parents are letting them. But I think that's what I would probably do.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And I think it's important because little moments come up. I mean, it's hard to sit when your kids are really young to sit down with a chart and say, this is what gender is and this is what sexuality is.
But yeah, you just give them a stack of ones and tell them to go to the club.
Little moments come up where like they might ask a question about this person they see on TV or in a magazine or walking down the street or whatever. And in those moments, I think as a parent, you can be very clear that like you can explain it in that moment, like what it means to be trans or what it means to be gay or bisexual or those types of things. You can take those little moments as they come up. And also if your child displays, because it's baked in culturally, if your child displays like homophobic, like comments like, oh, that's gay, because like kids do these things and they don't even know why, it's just sort of baked into the culture, you can be really vigilant about like, no, that's not okay to talk that way, and that, you know, gay people are just like you and me, they're just like anyone else, so don't be, you know, so like discipline regarding baked in like homophobia or transphobia is important as well.
Definitely. Good idea.
Our final message is from Devin. Oh, you scrolled down to the pictures, did you?
I did.
Hi, Alaska Willem and Daddy Dip. Thanks for being my weekly dose of humor this year. There's so much negative. There's so much negativity in the world right now, and you three give my brain a break from everything that's going on. I appreciate y'all. 10 out of 10, best podcast around. I hear that you're now accepting booty pics, so here's something for the pod.
Oh, my God.
First of all, we were never not accepting booty pics.
These are scandalous. Like, this is so hot. I did not expect the last, after all, the drudge and dire we've presented you with the political stuff, and like this is just a bright spot in my day, and it's a dark spot on his body, because I don't know if he can see back there, but it's pleasing to my eye, and he's got an eye on it actually now that I'm looking closer through the hair. This dick is amazing, this ass is amazing, the balls are pendulous, the dick is pointing south, north, west in one photo. It's
really,
I think
we're getting all points on the compass.
Exactly. Literally. It's a thing to behold, or even to betaste.
There's a nice use of jockstrap there. I'm wondering if that's a Chromatica jockstrap.
Yellow. Okay. Oh, they have a yellow jockstrap. I only have the pink
one.
Well,
I think they should. Based on this, I would like to see that. I like the. I mean, there's vertical blinds. Represented in each and every picture with one exception. So
yeah, that's the continuity.
Continuity. The use of vertical blinds, I think, was really the thread that runs through this series and makes it cohesive.
And I
really appreciate that. Also a tattoo on the abs, very Britney Spears placement, a little higher than Britney Spears placement.
Mm-hmm. And it is a star. Which indicates homosexuality in and bitch, I just binged the all season two of Star, that Queen Latifah
Stella
show.
For Star,
it's so good. Not as much Tennessee Williams, but like I definitely think that Devin is doing great here, and I would love to see if other people want to do too much on their couch and stick a leg up on their dresser and show us what's going on. Yeah. Go for it. Get creative. We'll talk about it. You know, we love to engage sometimes in fist. So, if you want to send any of that stuff to us, just hit us up at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. And we want to thank you for listening to the Hot Gossingtons this week.
So much hot goss. We thank you very much. We also have bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem. And you can search using the hashtag racechaser, and you can watch the videos a la carte. We just released the newlywed game on Patreon this week.
Who won? Did we keep count?
No, they weren't keeping track.
Oh, wow. The gaming commission is really fucking lazy.
I probably had more points.
Oh, no.
We'll leave it up to the fans.
I swept. And I was sweeping up the breakage from that thin bundle you had in your hair.
Thin.
I also swept the competition.
A thin weftlet.
Yeah, a weftlet. We can be followed on the Instagram at Willem, at the Only Alaska 5000, and at Race Chaser Pod. And we have a link on the Instagram at Race Chaser Pod, which also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement.
Yes. Do you have a voting plan?
Yes.
An important question. Why not review that plan with your friend or your family member? Will you be voting early or by mail or absentee, in person even? Make your plan now and make sure you follow the directions, because they will throw out any old ballot for any little, this circle, it wasn't filled in properly, or this wasn't signed. So be very diligent about the directions that come with those as well.
Also, we need diligence with the mask wearing and washing of the hands. And
mask up. Believe in yourself.
God is Gaga. Stay safe and healthy.
And we'll be back next week with more.
Piping.
Steaming. Scaldrationing. Boiling.
Hot.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.